This episode of It's the End of the World as We Know It and I Feel Fine was made possible by contributions from slaves like you. Thank you very much.
I would say this to everybody who's watching this. This economic crisis is like a cancer. If you just wait and wait thinking this is going to go away, just like a cancer, it's going to grow and it's going to be too late. What I would say to everybody is get prepared. This is not a time right now to wishful thinking the government is going to sort things out. The governments don't rule the world. Goldman Sachs rules the world.
It's the end of the world as we know it, and I feel fine.
Good morning, slaves, and welcome to another edition of It's the End of the World as We Know It, and I Feel Fine. Putting the reason in treason since 2006.
I want to get you to overthrow your government.
I'm your host, The Stimulator, and if you haven't been paying attention...
When are you going to talk about Occupy Wall Street?
Actually, Agitator, I created a very special report about those brave freedom fighters. Just click at this link right here.
Okay. What the... Oh, no. No, you didn't. No!
Never gonna give you up. Never gonna let you down. Well, we'll get into the Occupy Wall Street phenomenon after the break, so hold your motherfucking horses. But first, I want to pay my respects to Troy Davis, a man who was lynched by the state of Georgia for allegedly killing a cop, even though a trove of evidence suggests that Davis was innocent.
This prison industrial complex is out of control. So I'm here in Times Square trying to speak to anybody who can walk by, because in the next 24 to 48 hours, they plan to murder an innocent man based off hearsay, based off what the system would have you believe is called due process. That ain't due process. It's modern day slavery. This is legal lynching, and that's what's going on right now.
After a heroic effort by anti-death penalty activists and massive support from the community, the state went ahead and murdered Troy, proving once again that it's a crime to be brown in America. And speaking of crime, hundreds of prisoners have resumed a hunger strike that started this summer in California. The prisoners are pissed off because the power trip and jail pigs failed to meet their demands from the month-long hunger strike that ended in July. Inmates at the Pelican Bay State Prison want the pigs to stop treating them like shit by withholding their food as punishment, among other fucked up things. Speaking of pigs, peeps in Mexico fed up with the corruption and total fucking failure of law enforcement to protect the population against the pinche narcos who have been terrorizing the land of tacos, have taken matters into their own hands and started a vigilante group called Los Matazeta, or the Zeta Killers.
Motivados por experiencias propias.
Motivated by personal experience, we have formed what we deem to be the People's Armed Forces, with only one objective: to get the motherfucking Zetas.
If starting your own vigilante justice group is not your thing, maybe you can give hostage taking a try. In Bolivia, indigenous folks have been battling the pigs as they attempted to march to the capital to let that sellout Evo Morales know that they don't want the superhighway to Brazil to go through their ancestral lands. These freedom fighters got sick of getting their ass kicked by Evo's pigs, so they fought back, set up flaming barricades, and in one instance took a government official hostage and used him as a human shield to get through a line of swine.
Yo no sé cuál es la figura.
I don't know what the situation is, but I've been forced. I am not here by my own volition.
The fighting spirit of the Bolivians should serve as an example to peeps trying to stop a pipeline project that will carry tar sands oil out of Canada to the US. In two separate actions, protesters in Washington and Ottawa did a bit of political theater and smilingly handed themselves over to the pigs, in the hope that the leaders up top would change their mind. In sharp contrast, the Unistoten, an indigenous clan in occupied British Columbia, are fighting four proposed pipelines going through their territory. But they are doing so not in a symbolic fashion, but by setting up a camp that will stand in the way of these dirty oil tubes.
Right now we're standing directly on the GPS point of the proposed Enbridge Inc. Northern Gateway pipeline proposal, and this is also our place where we're going to be standing off with them.
They strap you to the table while they ready the venom. Blue collars with some extra dollars from the cowards who sent them. But the sourness in them drowning in that alcoholism's the real payment for these agents of death. Enter the med tech, checking the technicals on these killer chemicals. Even though he's not a doc, he plays one for the spectacle. Highly unethical and prone to mistake. Premeditated murder at the hands of the state. The plan and the date given with no chance of escape. The victims of a system world renowned for violence and hate. They poison the fates of men, taking life with the pen. Christian politicians killing Christ again and again. Guilty and innocent men, black trapped and condemned for killing people with a skin color lighter than them. Jim Crow holds the keys to the pen, and like Geppetto over ghettos, pull strings to make thieves out of men. But Sankofa held the key tucked in his cheek to the end. So when he spoke, he broke the chains and he put them on them. Convicting the system of lynching and its racist tradition of using blacks as stepping stones for these punk politicians.
It seems that the ongoing revolts in Europe and North Africa have inspired peeps in the United Snakes with the Occupy Wall Street meme. What started as a moderate but energetic crowd has sparked what could be a worldwide movement. Peeps attempted to take over Wall Street by erecting a tent city in the playground for the elites, but the pigs heavy-handedly thwarted their effort. The protest was quickly dismissed by the dickholes from the corporate media as a failure, but the ragtag bunch quickly reassembled and took over a park nearby and held daily general assemblies without leaders. How anarchic. The fledgling movement caught national media attention when pigs launched a chemical attack at several female protesters. Now occupations are planned in dozens of cities starting on October 1st and culminating on a global day of action on October 15th. To find out more about Occupy Wall Street, I spoke with Vlad T of the GlobalRevolution.tv team, who have been broadcasting the occupation non-stop live since the very fucking beginning. Hey Vlad. How the fuck are you?
We're good. Very happy.
So, what the fuck is Occupy Wall Street?
It's an attempt to create a public conversation, a public debate about how to resolve the issues that are facing us. And by public conversation, we mean a discussion where everyone's voice gets heard. We're introducing this idea of consensus, or almost consensus, in such a way that we want people to accept certain principles. And the principles we want them to accept are just the principle that we're all equal, and the principle that we're kind of all united by the fact that we're all human, we're all facing the same problem, and by the fact that, and by this idea of mutual respect. And mutual respect is we will listen to each other, try to convince each other, and trust each other to have this, to adhere to these principles, to arrive at consensus decisions, which through refinement of different ideas, which should be amazing decisions. We're talking about a mechanism of creating this mass group thought, which does not stifle individuality, but actually adds up on the journey to create something much bigger than the sum of the parts. So what does that mean in reality? In reality, it means we took that square, and we instituted the concept in it of General Assembly, where all the people involved and everybody's voting. We come to this General Assembly, and we vote with consensus on various issues and proposals. For example, the demands we're going to have. And what is the list of those demands is? So what's happening is we're setting up working groups that are focusing on economics, on immigration issues, on labor issues, and so on, so on, so on. And we're inviting everyone to come and join us and help solve this. And then the working groups will come to consensus within the working group on particular proposals, bring those in front of the General Assembly, and then the General Assembly will engage in a debate with the members of the working group about these proposals. And the people who are blocking it are invited to come and join the working groups to resolve the consensus issues, so they can arrive at a new consensus, or the broad zone can.
Did you ever expect the shit to blow up in the way it did? I mean, this has the momentum of a global insurrection.
I just came from Spain, and when we took this quarter of soul in Spain in the end, I mean, it was the first group was attacked, and it wasn't very big. And the second group was also not more than 300 people, and it was also taken out. But when the third group showed up, we were 50,000. And it was in 3 days. Day one, day two, and day three. We took the score on the third day, and we held it for a month without any problems from police. It was just too many of us. So And at the same time, in Spain, 30 cities grew up at the same time. Okay? So we are seeing something similar happening in the United States right now. The fact that people took Wall Street made everyone suddenly realize that they can take the square. And then they realized that the emperor does not have any clothes. And that's the beginning of the American Revolution.
There are insurrections planned for a shitload of places starting in October. Any advice for would-be insurrectionists?
I just suggest to read a manual that the Spaniards have written and finally translated into English that explains how to set up a consensus-based framework for these kinds of occupations. Specifically, if your goal is to come up with brilliant ideas how to evolve the society and have those ideas have the support of this huge body that is operating by consensus. I highly recommend building up a media defense force, which is not necessarily just connections with your local journalists, but ability to put out super high quality media of your insurrection. We've set up Global Revolution TV. We're gonna be sending in a tactical media kit, which will consist of laptops, cameras, and broadcast equipment, so people can plug directly into the Global Revolution channel, which at this point has built up a following of about, 200,000 people a day almost, or something like that. People will be able to plug in into the channel and serve content directly into the channel by joining the editing collective, which exists in the chat group, which by consensus decides when to air what pieces and when, and that can feed in different live streams and so on. So by building efficient communications tools and giving people ability to edit the channel from anywhere in the world, we are creating a global TV network that will instantaneously focus everyone's eyes on a particular occupation, especially if it's in trouble.
Thanks, Vlad. And that about does it for this edition of It's the End of the World As We Know It and I Feel Fine. A big old sloppy stimulator kiss to all the slaves that chipped in some ducats to keep the show moving. Patrick, Kaylee, Alige, Joshua, Michael, Vandy, Janelle, Eduardo, Bradford, Russell, Dan, Keith, Devin, Diane, Philip, Lars, and Garrett. Gilipollas. To comment on this show or to send me links to occupations in your town, just visit my fucking website, stimulator.tv. Now go make some trouble.
Remember, kids, you can podcast high quality video of this show at submedia.tv.